Premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey has become a trusted option for many men who want effective and lasting solutions. This common condition affects a large number of men worldwide and can have a significant impact on self-confidence and intimate relationships. Although it can be frustrating, premature ejaculation is highly treatable. Modern medical approaches, including behavioral techniques, medications, and premature ejaculation surgery, offer men the chance to regain control and improve their sexual satisfaction. Understanding the condition and knowing that advanced treatments are available is the first step toward overcoming it and restoring confidence in intimate life. What is premature ejaculation? Types of premature ejaculation, main causes and risk factors, symptoms and how it's diagnosed, non-surgical treatments, first-line options, premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey. Takeaway table of contents. What is premature ejaculation? Types of premature ejaculation, main causes and risk factors, symptoms and how it's diagnosed, non-surgical treatments, first-line options, premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey. Takeaway key points. Premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey offers a wide range of effective solutions, from simple behavioral techniques to advanced minimally invasive procedures. In many cases, the condition is not permanent and can be significantly improved with the right combination of treatments. Early diagnosis helps identify whether the cause is psychological, biological, or a mix of both. Non-surgical treatments are often highly effective, especially when tailored to the patient's specific situation. Minimally invasive options like cryoablation provide a modern alternative for men who did not benefit from traditional methods. Addressing related conditions such as erectile dysfunction can play a key role in improving control. A personalized treatment plan is essential for achieving long-term and satisfying results. What is premature ejaculation? Premature ejaculation happens when a man reaches orgasm and ejaculates earlier than he or his partner would like, usually within about 1 minute of penetration. It involves a lack of control and is often associated with feelings of frustration, stress, or dissatisfaction. In our daily clinical practice, we've seen that many men assume this is something they have to live with, while in fact, in many cases, it can be significantly improved with the right approach. These situations are not only physical but can also create emotional pressure that makes the condition feel worse over time. Many men hesitate to talk about it, even though it is one of the most common and treatable sexual health concerns. Occasional quick ejaculation is normal and nothing to worry about. It becomes a medical issue when it happens repeatedly and starts to affect self-confidence or the quality of intimacy with a partner. Types of premature ejaculation. Premature ejaculation is usually classified into two main forms. Lifelong, this type is present from the first sexual experiences and continues over time. Men with lifelong premature ejaculation typically ejaculate very quickly during every or almost every sexual encounter. The pattern is consistent and does not depend on the partner or situation. Acquired, this form develops later, after a period of normal ejaculatory control. It can appear suddenly or progress gradually, and it is often related to psychological stress, changes in relationships, or underlying medical conditions such as hormonal or neurological issues. There is also another way to describe the condition based on the context in which it happens. Generalized, premature ejaculation occurs in almost all situations, regardless of the partner or the setting. Situational, the problem appears only in specific situations, for example, with a particular partner, in stressful environments, or during certain types of sexual activity. Understanding these types helps the doctor choose the most appropriate treatment strategy and provides the patient with a clearer picture of what is happening in their case. Main causes and risk factors. Premature ejaculation can have different causes, and in many cases, more than one factor is involved. Understanding these causes helps men approach the problem realistically and choose the right treatment path. The main causes can be grouped into three categories: biological, psychological, and lifestyle-related. Biological factors. Some men have naturally higher penile sensitivity, which can lead to a faster response during sexual activity. Hormonal imbalances, especially in testosterone, prolactin, or thyroid hormones, may also play a role. In certain cases, neurological conditions or changes in the reflex pathways that control ejaculation can contribute to the problem. Erectile dysfunction is another important factor. When a man has difficulty maintaining an erection, he may try to reach orgasm as quickly as possible before losing firmness. We've seen that when erectile dysfunction is present, treating it first often leads to a noticeable improvement in ejaculatory control without the need for additional interventions. This unconscious behavior often leads to a repeated pattern of premature ejaculation. In some cases, treating the erectile problem first is enough to improve control and break this cycle. Psychological factors. Anxiety is one of the most common underlying causes. Performance anxiety, fear of disappointing a partner, or past negative sexual experiences can create a cycle where the mind and body respond too quickly. Stress, depression, and relationship problems may also intensify the issue. Over time, this psychological tension can make the condition persistent even when the original trigger is no longer present. Lifestyle factors. Daily habits and overall health can influence sexual function. Lack of sleep, chronic stress, smoking, excessive alcohol use, or drug abuse can all affect hormonal balance and nerve sensitivity. Limited sexual experience or irregular sexual activity can also make it harder to develop control. Each man's situation is unique. For some, the cause is mainly psychological, while for others it may be biological or a mix of both. Identifying the underlying factors with the help of a specialist is essential for selecting the most effective treatment approach. Are you experiencing these symptoms? You can consult a doctor now. Consult Now Symptoms and How It's Diagnosed. The main sign of premature ejaculation is ejaculating sooner than desired during most sexual encounters, often with little or no control. Many men notice that this happens repeatedly, sometimes within seconds or about a minute after penetration. This lack of control can lead to frustration, reduced confidence, and tension within the relationship. Some men also avoid intimacy altogether because of the fear of repeated episodes. Diagnosis is usually simple and does not require complicated tests. The doctor will ask a few clear questions about how long the problem has been happening, how quickly ejaculation occurs, and whether it causes stress or affects the relationship. One of the common tools used is a rough measurement of the time between penetration and ejaculation, known as IELT, to understand the severity of the condition. The doctor will also check for any other medical issues, such as hormonal problems or erectile dysfunction, to make sure the premature ejaculation is not a result of another condition. This straightforward evaluation helps create a treatment plan that fits the patient's specific situation. Non-surgical treatments, first-line options. Most men start with non-surgical methods, as these approaches are effective in many cases and can be combined for better results. Treatment plans are typically tailored to match the specific cause and severity of the condition. In fact, we've seen that a well-combined approach using simple techniques together with medical support can give very satisfying results, especially in mild to moderate cases. Behavioral techniques. Simple methods like the stop-start technique or the squeeze method help men gain more control over ejaculation through repeated practice. These exercises are often done with a partner and focus on recognizing the point of no return, then pausing stimulation to delay ejaculation. Light bulb emoji, mini tip. In our experience, focusing on breathing control during these exercises can make a big difference. Slowing down your breathing helps reduce tension and delays the reflex that triggers ejaculation. Topical treatments. Desensitizing creams, sprays, or wipes containing mild numbing agents such as lidocaine or benzocaine can reduce penile sensitivity. When applied correctly before intercourse, they help prolong the time to ejaculation without significantly affecting pleasure. Oral medications. Certain antidepressants known as SSRIs, such as paroxetine or sertraline, are commonly prescribed off-label because they can delay ejaculation as a side effect. PDE5 inhibitors, like sildenafil, are sometimes added to improve erections and give more control during intercourse, especially if erectile dysfunction is also present. Pelvic floor exercises. Strengthening the pelvic muscles through specific exercises can help men better control the timing of ejaculation. These exercises are easy to learn and can be done regularly at home for long-term improvement. Psychological therapy. For men whose premature ejaculation is influenced by stress, anxiety, or relationship problems, therapy or counseling can be very effective. Working with a qualified therapist helps break the cycle of anxiety and improves confidence during intimacy. Glans penis filler injections. A modern, minimally invasive option involves injecting hyaluronic acid filler beneath the skin of the glands. This slightly thickens the tissue and reduces hypersensitivity, allowing for longer control during intercourse. The procedure is performed under local anesthesia, takes a short time, and the effect usually lasts from several months up to a year, depending on the product used and the patient's anatomy. It is especially useful for men whose main issue is penile hypersensitivity. Lifestyle adjustments. Improving sleep, reducing stress, limiting alcohol, quitting smoking, and maintaining a healthy routine can positively affect sexual performance. Regular sexual activity and good communication with a partner also play a role in regaining control. These first-line treatments often lead to significant improvement, and in many cases, they are enough without the need for surgery. Lightbulb emoji, mini tip. We've seen that many men rush towards surgical solutions too early. In fact, combining two or three non-surgical methods often gives better and more natural results before considering any procedure. Premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey. Surgery is not the first option for premature ejaculation, but it may be considered in specific cases where other treatments have not provided satisfactory results. Two surgical techniques are currently used: selective dorsal neurectomy, SDN, and selective minimally invasive cryoablation of the penile nerves. Selective dorsal neurectomy, SDN. This method involves surgically cutting selected branches of the dorsal penile nerve to reduce sensitivity and delay ejaculation. While it can be effective, it is invasive and carries potential risks. Complications may include neuroma formation, permanent loss of sensitivity, irregular sensation, or even erectile dysfunction. Recovery takes several weeks, and the results are irreversible because the nerves are physically cut. For these reasons, this method is available but not recommended as a first-line surgical option. Selective dorsal cryoablation, SDC. One of the most promising surgical techniques today is selective dorsal cryoablation. A minimally invasive procedure designed to reduce penile hypersensitivity by applying controlled freezing to select nerve fibers. This approach is gaining recognition as part of premature ejaculation treatment in Turkey. Especially for men who haven't had sufficient success with non-surgical options. How it works: the procedure specifically targets the dorsal penile nerves, which play a major role in ejaculating control. With the help of imaging or nerve mapping, the exact nerve branches involved in oversensitivity are identified. A thin cryoprobe is inserted percutaneously near those nerve branches. The cryoprobe delivers extremely low temperatures, typically between minus 40 degrees Celsius and minus 60 degrees Celsius, to selectively ablate or modify excessive nerve activity. The freezing-thawing cycle is repeated to ensure effective desensitization, while taking care to avoid damage to the surrounding tissues. Over time, partial nerve regeneration may occur, making the procedure reversible and repeatable if needed. In some cases, patients come to us after trying multiple treatments without stable results, and minimally invasive options like cryoablation can offer a balanced solution between effectiveness and safety. Benefits compared to more invasive methods: because it's minimally invasive and doesn't involve cutting nerves, cryoablation tends to carry fewer risks of permanent numbness or erectile dysfunction compared to more aggressive surgical methods, like dorsal neurectomy. Recovery is usually faster. Mild swelling or temporary numbness may occur, but most men resume normal activity relatively quickly. The procedure aims for a balance: reduce sensitivity enough to extend ejaculatory latency, but preserve pleasurable sensation and erectile function. Duration, reversibility, and repeatability: the effects of selective dorsal cryoablation can last from several months up to a few years, depending on how nerves regenerate and the individual's response. It is considered a reversible procedure. Over time, nerve fibers may partially recover, restoring sensitivity. Because of its minimally invasive nature, it can be repeated if symptoms of premature ejaculation return. Risks and potential complications. While cryoablation is safer than more radical nerve-cutting surgeries, some risks remain. Temporary numbness or altered sensation in the treated area, mild pain or discomfort at the treatment site, swelling, edema, or bruising, small risk of infection at the puncture site or hematoma formation. Before proceeding, it's essential that the patient discusses these risks and benefits thoroughly with the urologist or surgeon. Choosing the right treatment. The right treatment depends on the cause, severity, and impact of the condition. Most men start with non-surgical options such as behavioral methods, topical products, oral medications, pelvic floor training, psychological therapy, lifestyle changes, or glans penis filler injections to reduce sensitivity. These methods are often combined and adjusted to fit each case. Surgery is considered only when other treatments do not give satisfactory results. While selective dorsal neurectomy is effective but irreversible, minimally invasive cryoablation is safer, reversible, and offers promising outcomes. A personalized medical evaluation and clear communication with the doctor are essential to choosing the most effective plan. Frequently asked questions: is premature ejaculation always a medical problem? Not always. Occasional quick ejaculation is normal. It becomes a medical issue when it happens repeatedly, causes frustration, or affects intimacy. How long does it take to see improvement with treatment? Many men notice improvement within a few weeks, especially with behavioral methods, topical products, or medication. Procedures like cryoablation show results more quickly. Can I combine different treatment methods? Yes. Many men benefit from combining behavioral or medical treatments with minimally invasive options such as glans filler or cryoablation for better and longer-lasting results. What exactly happens during cryoablation? A very thin probe is inserted through the skin to apply controlled cold to the dorsal penile nerves. This temporarily lowers sensitivity without cutting the nerves, and the whole procedure usually takes less than 30 minutes. Will cryoablation affect sexual pleasure or erection? The goal is to reduce excessive sensitivity, not eliminate sensation. Most men report improved control without losing pleasure. Erection quality is not affected in the long term, and any temporary changes usually resolve on their own. Can cryoablation be repeated if the effect wears off? Yes. Since the procedure is minimally invasive and reversible, it can be safely repeated if sensitivity gradually returns over time. How long should I stay in Turkey if I choose cryoablation treatment? Most patients can return home the same or the next day after the procedure. A short stay of 2 to 3 days is usually enough to complete the consultation, procedure, and initial recovery. What does recovery feel like after cryoablation? Most men experience only mild swelling or temporary numbness for a few days. Normal daily activities can be resumed almost immediately, and sexual activity is usually allowed after a short recovery period. Is the procedure visible or does it leave scars? No. Cryoablation is done through a very small puncture, not an incision, so there are no visible scars or stitches. Can cryoablation be combined with glans filler? Yes, in selected cases this combination can provide both immediate reduction of sensitivity through the filler and longer control through the nerve cooling effect. The doctor will decide if combining both is suitable for your case. Takeaway: premature ejaculation is a common and treatable condition. With proper diagnosis and a personalized treatment plan, most men can achieve significant improvement and regain control over their sexual life. From behavioral and medical approaches to advanced minimally invasive procedures like cryoablation, modern options offer safe and effective solutions for different needs. If this condition is affecting your confidence or your relationship, it's important to know that effective solutions are available. In many cases, a simple and personalized approach can make a significant difference. You can contact our team to discuss your situation privately and understand which treatment options may be most suitable for you. Was this helpful? Yes, no, submit, cancel. Thanks for your feedback.